Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Oh, man, we have our own music now.
Yes, Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
It's kind of like a hard rock thing, right?
Yes.
Sort of like reflects our era.
Yes.
Of 80s hair band.
I kind of, more like 80s. I don't know. It sounded familiar. Mm-hmm. I hope it's not enough to actually have to give somebody a quarter.
Or was it kind of like 90s Boy George-ish?
It was more, I think it's like, kind of feels like Irish music, like in a big country, dream stay. I don't know. Something like that.
You're scaring me. You're scaring me.
Am I scaring you?
Yeah.
I don't mean to scare you, even though it is like Shockaween or
Halloween. All the weenies.
Yeah.
This is the weenie.
I'm a weenie,
month.
You're a weenie. I like a weenie.
Well, I like it with pumpkin spice.
Yes.
Pumpkin latte.
Yes.
Well, we've been gone. We've been gone a couple of months. Usually we take August off every year.
Yes.
And this year we took August and September, but we're back.
Yes.
And we've rebranded ourselves.
Rebranded.
We've come up with a new Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Yes.
And who are we, Julie?
We're Christine, Marie, and Julie. We're girlfriends.
We're murder.
Oh.
We're true crime. We're murder mysteries.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, not really.
Oh, okay. I mean, like, I'm up for that.
We're going to be doing the same shit.
Well,
oops,
you know.
Sorry. I promised I would not say any
four-letter words. We've been practicing, the S word. You know, yeah. F word. F-bomb, S-bomb. And the other day, I heard someone say...
I mean, it was
say,
in 10 seconds and you already said weenie.
Weenie's not bad. Weenie's like a cocktail weenie.
Okay.
That's a real thing.
You just said cocktail.
I know, cocktail weenie. See, cocktail is a real word.
Yeah.
It means a nice after, nice drink after work. You know, shaken, not stirred.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
Okay.
You put... cocktail weenie together.
Right.
It's a good word.
Okay, got it.
We could be like that. Remember that one thing in either a Zoom or when we were little kids, Big Bird, which is that called Sesame Street?
Mm-hmm.
I would go cocktail.
Is like, yes.
And then you would say
cocktail.
Yeah. No, I would say, we'll do it faster. So
okay.
I'll say the first word.
Oh, that's.
And then you say the second part.
I'll try.
I'll say the first syllable. You say the second and third syllable. We got to say it fast enough so it's a real word.
Got it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Cocktail. Thank you.
Ween. E.
Yes. Cocktail. Ween.
E.
Yes. There you go. Thank
and then,
you.
But we get real breathy at it. Oh, isn't that how they did it?
Oh, yeah.
Cock.
Tail.
Cock.
Weenie. Yes, yes, exactly. Cocktail weenie.
Right. Thank you, Big Bird.
And then they'd show like one of those, I don't know, when I think of cocktail weenie, I know this doesn't correlate, but in my mind, I think of like a shrimp cocktail. But instead of a shrimp hanging off of it, mm-hmm. it's a little weenie cocktail hanging
Got
off of
it.
Got it.
A weenie cocktail.
Yes.
All right. It's degraded to this.
Yes. But I agree. You know, when you approached me with rebranding, you said, Julie, we must join the group of true crime.
Yes.
And because that's all I'm hearing about.
True
I said, Mom,
crime and
give me one true crime story. And you was like, crickets? Like, yeah, I don't know. I go, yeah, you don't know because that's not where your passion's at. And so I'm just saying, we can rebrand ourselves, yes. But you must be true to who you are.
And you know what? That brings us to a good point.
Does it? Good.
Yes.
Oh, that's great because I don't
Let's
usually have
Let's talk about
them.
Who we are.
Okay, who are we?
Especially now that we have a drive time.
Yes. Hello, people who are driving home.
Hello, people who are driving home. No, we're drive time.
Yes. Or listening to our podcast.
We just had a hard day at the office.
Yes.
All right.
Like, who are these girls?
Yes.
We're mother and daughter. And
Christine, Marie, and Julie.
I was asking one of our fans with a
capital F.
Yes. What? How you describe us is
cock fans.
They were saying that we're very irreverent.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, that's true. I get that.
Yeah.
And so we will, during this rebranding process and doing this stuff, we're going to talk about a lot of interesting things that interest us. And the there, only way...
Because we are narcissists.
Yes.
Just like the rest of you bastards.
And because for 1 hour a week minimum, because we got other stuff planned, people. Other stuff
we
planned.
We got other things to do. We got places to go, people to avoid.
We got more things we're going to talk about.
Right.
But... We want to bring you into our inner conversations.
Yes.
They're unfiltered. We're trying to filter them enough so more people will go on, did they just say that?
No.
We're trying to filter them.
Yes.
So, you know, like when you go to the store, like, you know, Ace, hey, Ace, it'll be okay to sponsor us. You go to Ace Hardware, right? Mm-hmm. Your neighborhood hardware store.
The helpful hardware man.
Yes, was that True Value? I don't know.
No, it's Ace. It's Ace.
So, and you go get your filter for your heater, right?
Air conditioner.
Or air conditioning, but mostly for the heater, but air conditioning. And you can buy different kinds, right? Like you can buy A through Z. Z is like the most, you know, like, holy cow, nothing gets through this filter.
Right. You are breathing pure air.
Exactly. And so, but we're kind of like on the A side. You know, a lot of stuff gets through. We're filtering out enough. Mm-hmm. We filter out enough that it passes.
It barely passes.
It passes as being a filter.
Right.
So we're filtering ourselves. We're on the A level, not the Z level.
No.
Mm-mm. And, you know, yada, yada,
consequently,
yada.
You're going to be breathing some...
Cocktail. Yes.
Queen.
E. Yes.
Best.
Erd. That's that right?
Yeah. Best.
Turd. No.
Right. You said turd.
I said turd.
Yeah.
Sorry. You want me to say that, didn't you?
Sorry.
Underwhelmed. Okay. or I was going to say under where. But usually, now I want to say this. In previous podcasts over the years, there would be times that we would interview people and we would be, you know, prepping and all that good stuff. And other times we were like, oh, we got a podcast to do and we haven't thought about it. And we took the reins off the horses, as they would say, and let those horses run free. And those are usually really fun for us. And sometimes really fun
That's
for
like
the
when
audience.
We take our bras off.
Yes.
We let the horses run free.
Exactly. That's what happens.
That's like a Florence and the Machine song.
100%. And I'm sure she has done her show many times without her bra on.
Yeah.
I'm sure of it. Yeah. And so we're going to be interviewing people because
we plan on it.
Well, if you don't know us, because it's been a while since we've been on for 8 weeks, but we're live now too. So you may be like, who are these girls?
Yes.
Christine, I'm going to toot your horn for you. You're a psychotherapist. You got your master's degree in counseling psychology.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
your mother.
You're my mother. You're also an intuitive, a psychic, a channeler. Mm-hmm. You're also a certified life coach. You are an all around. We wrote the book, The Clutterfly Effect, Tweak Your Way to Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life. That hit number one in Amazon. That was a wonderful time. And we've been doing this podcast for over a decade.
Right.
We interviewed many cool people. And actually, every person we interviewed was really cool.
Actually, that's true.
And sometimes the people who were, quote unquote, not the New York Times bestseller list were actually cooler.
Yeah.
Because they let their hair down.
Yeah.
And they, I remember talking to, a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like Keith Armstrong, right?
Yeah.
And he was, but he let his hair down. And him and I were talking, and we were like just having a good time about talking about he's an entrepreneur. He's, you know, a social media person.
Van life. Yeah.
He's, you know, he's sort of like, I would say, the hippie for the new generation.
Right.
And it was just lovely to talk to him.
And to go to a woman. To go off, because sometimes when you do interview people, they come with their kit.
Yes, their kit.
And you have to ask the designated questions.
Yes.
And the interview feels very stiff.
Yes.
Which is really not who we are.
Right.
We like to go off script.
Let the horses run wild.
That's right.
And because also we want to have fun. What I believe more than anything that we should be able to laugh at ourselves.
Right.
Because we are all one, mm-hmm. which we believe that we're all part of the one I kind of believe that.
I do too.
We're part of the one.
Yes.
We're all parts of each other. Like, we interviewed this one woman who wrote a book on orbs, because when her son passed away, she felt at that moment her son was visiting her through
orbs.
And she had lovely pictures and like a huge, it was a gorgeous book.
Yes.
And detailed. And we talked for an hour with her about, and she just, it was wonderful. We got deep. We're not Joe Rogan. We're not going to do this for 3 hours.
Oh, my God. I was just going to say, I wanted to do more than 1 hour with you.
Did you? I'm not sure I want to hang out with someone more than 1 hour.
Gotcha.
But we could.
But we got to fill a whole hour up without being able to go 3 hours. Like, remember that one interview we listened to with Sam Harris? It was 4.5 hours long, and that the interviewee wanted to go longer, but Sam goes, I had to tap out. It was like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I'm tapping out. And honestly,
I feel like with you sometimes, I got to tap out a little bit.
I understand. But what I feel like.
You're like, pound me. Cock. What's
Mom, cock. Mom. Cocktails. Yeah. Gotcha. There's a.
Cockfight.
Cockfight. Yep. 100%.
Cockatoo.
Yep. I love a cockatoo. You know, those are awesome things that we're going to talk more about. You know, who are we? So, you know, I've got my master's degree in education.
Oh, wait, I got to toot your horn now.
Oh, please do.
Wait, did you tell him that I wrote Sinkhole de Mayo?
No, you are a screenplay writer.
Which you can get on Amazon for free, even though I get money every month because of the people that read it.
Yes.
Go ahead, people, keep reading. And you've asked for a second book that is not coming anytime soon. But I did take a screenwriting course this summer. As you get to know us more, you know we believe in seeds.
Yes.
And a seed that I planted about 20 years ago sort of came to fruition this summer. I wanted to take a screenwriting class. It's in LA. Mm-hmm. And you had to submit writing samples and everything. And they only took 15 people a year.
Right.
And I was one of the people that they chose to go to LA. It was a Catholic school for writing, but they wanted to have you sort of be in the writers of
in
LA.
In the world, not of the world.
But not to necessarily write religious stuff.
No, they didn't.
But just
to
have that point of view or that aspect of redemption.
Yes.
Where everybody is.
Renewal and redemption.
Right, exactly. So I was up for that for sure. And then this year, because of COVID.
Yes.
COVID. They did it online.
Mm.
And so they asked me, they emailed and said, hey, we're doing it online. We know you live in Illinois. Would you like to participate? We know that you had been chosen 20 years ago. And I went, yeah, I'll do it. And it was like 10 weeks. And it was 4 times a week, sometimes twice a day, all on Zoom. It was highly intense. But, you know, I learned better about the craft, probably mostly that I really didn't want to do it anymore. But I did.
And that was good, too.
That's good to know.
But your seed came to fruition.
Absolutely. And that's the most important thing.
And that's where we're at right now. A lot of things that we've put seeds in years ago are all coming true this year.
Yeah.
And so in so many ways, we took that nasty little virus COVID and we
plused it.
We rocked that virus and made it our B. And you know, And in some ways, we did what we could to take it and plus it. And every opportunity that we could, we sucked it out of it, you know?
Yes.
There have been benefits. Like, a lot of things that were only done live became done
on Zoom.
Undone on Zoom.
Exactly.
But it made it more an opportunity for us to take advantage of.
Right, exactly.
And it was like wild.
Yeah.
And we met so many great people. We're still meeting new people.
I know.
And people are becoming more virtual, which I love.
But I wanted to put a plug in for the Sinkhole de Mayo book.
Yes, go for it.
And also for Do We Still Have Sleep Your Way to the Top of the Morning?
Yes.
That was our sleep book.
Yep.
We did have some other books. I can't remember.
And more
that
will be
way.
Coming out because I've got a ton of seed. In my computer that we're going to be getting out shortly.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. And
let me toot your horn then, okay?
Please do.
So this is my daughter, my darling daughter, Julie Marie.
Mm-hmm.
And I love her dearly.
Yes.
And Shall I say some of the things that you are? You've got your master's degree.
Yes.
In instructional design, mm-hmm. which means that you create. You're a very creative person.
Yes.
You are the funniest person I know, and you've only gotten funnier. Mm. And I thought I was the funny one.
Yes.
Or the comedic one.
Yes.
But you, my dear.
I'm the funniest person that you know directly.
I do. Yes.
You wouldn't call me, like, if you put me and Dave Chappelle together.
No, I'm not. Yeah. Maybe you're the white Dave Chappelle.
Sure.
The white female Dave Chappelle. Mm-hmm. I could go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, I can't do
and
that.
And so you're a coach.
Yes.
And you're an amazing coach.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Yes. And people say if you need someone to talk you off the ledge, you go to JM.
Yes, that's true.
You don't
true.
Go to CP because Christine Marie might just go, you know, sometimes
it just ain't
sometimes
get
you want to fly.
Sometimes you want to fly.
That's right.
Sometimes you want to believe you can fly.
I believe I can fly.
Sometimes you're looking down that road and you're like, it ain't going to get better. They're really this train's only traveling in one direction, and that direction is a
I mean, like just last week, R. Kelly called me up.
Yes,
and he asked me, "Should I fly, Christine?"
And you're like, "What story are you on?"
I believe that you might want to fly.
Well, I heard someone ask about. Can you no longer listen to R. Kelly songs?
Right.
And somebody asked that question, like, because he just got convicted of, you know.
Yes.
And it was funny because I was
convicted of whatever, all those charges.
All those charges. Yeah. I'm going to just take one thing real quick. So we're near Chicago, I mean, 100 miles away.
R. Kelly's our man.
Right. But I was listening to this newscast.
The hotel lobby?
Yes. The Mincing Rascals, and they were talking about him. And one of the reporters, she's a female reporter, said, "I went to the same high school that graduated from." Mm-hmm. He goes, "Our alumni." And I should say, he did not graduate from high school. That's what she said. She goes, "But he would come back frequently to just troll the parking lots, and we all knew it, and we all were like protecting each other from it." And he goes, and I'm like, "Okay, well, this is very interesting."
So they all knew.
They all knew. And when you all know, still. Okay, think of it as a condom. You know, the truth is, when you're wearing a condom, it works 99% of the time. Mm-hmm. There's that 1% of the time that little booger gets through. Mm-hmm. And so even when he was trolling the high school and the girls were like, "Oh God, R. Kelly's here."
They threw that condom net out.
It was effective 99% of the time. Mm-hmm. And then there was a 1% where, like, you know, someone had star-crazed eyes or...
Those googly eyes.
Yes, exactly. Who knows what? And so it's interesting. I was like, about time. Mm-hmm. About time. But I wish we could get better at protecting people faster. Mm-hmm. You know, it seemed mm-hmm. like 2 decades go by.
Yeah, and cutting that crap off quickly.
Yeah, quickly. You know, but you always tell me the FBI is good at one thing. And that's investigating.
They're not the Federal Bureau of Convicting.
They're the
Federal Bureau of Investigating.
Yeah, they like to investigate.
It takes them a while.
Yeah. When they come to trial, they like to have thousands and thousands of pages. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, we knew about it here. Mm-hmm. But we need to gather, we need to wait for 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 more.
Nobody hired me to
stop this.
That's right.
Just to investigate.
Yeah, the Federal Bureau of Stopping Shit.
Not them.
No.
That's somebody else.
No, okay.
Federal Bureau of Stopping Shit, that's not them.
No.
No. Federal Bureau of Investigation, that's who they are. They like to investigate. They do that well. They like to investigate.
They do it real well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was then asked, can you still listen to R. Kelly songs? And I thought to myself, I don't listen to R. Kelly songs, except I really don't. I believe I can fly. I hate that song.
You always do that jacking off motion when you hear that song.
Please. Yes, exactly. I do that motion
But when that other song comes on, you are 100% in, girl. You stop whatever you're doing.
I know.
And you got to go for it.
It is the Ignition song. I love that song. Men are rolling and isn't got that rolling that body got every man here wishing it can on
it's a freaking weekend.
It's a freaking weekend. I'm about to have me some fun. It brings me right back to that summer. I was had an odd job and I was driving, and that song would come on, and I'd be going on I-80 just cruising with the windows down, and mm-hmm. 5 o'clock on a sunset, and I'm just like, this is a great song. I'm so happy. I couldn't be any happier. And
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What kind of an odd job did you have?
Oh, I would have to visit stores and see if, like, the People magazine or In Touch magazine was up to date. And I could do whatever I wanted to. I would just run in, run out, and I go, done. And I'd have to travel, like, 100 miles a week. And that was, it was a perfect job for me. Yeah. It was a perfect job for me. And I loved it. I loved it until I got too busy and I couldn't do it. And then I think then somebody else came and did it, and they did it, like, better than me, and they're like, oh wait, I don't think Julie was doing it that well. I was like, oops. I was doing my job, right. But I wasn't doing it as
really steadfastly as somebody
well
else.
Yes, see what happened was,
well, they probably called it their job it.
Yes,
and you called it my odd job.
My that's right, they call it their professional job. I was an odd job to see about In Touch and all of these, we can now make sure it's all good and all that stuff. I'm like, yeah, this is really odd, but oh well, I'll get paid to do this job. This is awesome. I'm just driving to each store, listening to my R. Kelly song with the windows rolled down, feeling all cool, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, an I-80, the sun going down. Yeah, life is good.
Life is good.
Life is good.
So anyway, let's get back to, you know, if people can hear a dog barking in the background.
Yeah, we apologize.
It brought me back to reality.
Yes, sure.
And to, I want to say that during this period that we've been gone, we were hacked.
Oh,
and I want people
hacking.
To know, if you've never been hacked, it's not it's not a bowl of cherries.
We've been hacked twice in our life that we know of.
Yeah,
one.
The first time was crazy.
It happened the exact day we were having our launch.
Yeah, our book launch.
For our book launch,
the Clutterfly Effect.
Yep.
And tweak your way to total transformation by
decluttering your life.
Yes.
And immediately that day, our webpage was hacked. Thank God, just our webpage.
Yeah.
And we still had to go with the launch. I had interview signs set up to do podcasting and all this stuff.
Lost, yeah.
And I'm like, what in the world? What in the world? But it was cool. And I still have that ribbon where we said, we're number one in our category.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
So that was an interesting. And then we got hacked again.
Yeah. Really, it was probably in the end of July.
Yeah. And how did we know we got hacked? I think this is part of also why this hiatus was not that fun for us.
No.
And why we needed 8 weeks.
Yeah.
So the first day we knew we got hacked because we got literally over
We opened our emails and over 1,000 emails just poured through.
Yes. All Gmail accounts saying, hey, Christine, how's your ED medication working for you? Yeah. Do you need some new ED medication?
Yeah.
And what'd you say to that?
I said, I could use a little bit more.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Christine, you want to lose 45 pounds in 22 days? Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I'll buy that baking soda. Whatever,
yeah.
Whatever they were selling.
Apple cider vinegar pills? Yeah. Sure, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, Christine, you know.
They were just trying to get me to join subscriptions, selling me things. But it was heinous.
Oh, and I'm not joking when it was 1,000. It was 1,000.
And so we called our phone company who holds our internet. They were, and we paid them a lot of money to
every
be
month,
like,
help us out.
Yeah. And they were like, well, you're on your own.
But then what you may have to do, and then I Googled to find out, or Bing to find out too, and they said, at a last resort, you may have to just change your email address.
Yeah. Which is the one we've had for like 25 years.
Yes. And I
wasn't about to do that. So after we sort of, that was several days of doing this emails. Then we discovered on our Walmart credit card, someone had bought some kind of an industrial fan or something for like $600.
That was crazy.
Yeah. So then we knew our Walmart credit card had been hacked.
Yes.
And then after that, I tried to get on Netflix. And I couldn't even get into my own account. And when I got in, everything was in Spanish.
Yes.
And I couldn't figure, I mean, all of the language, all of the, you know, everything was in Spanish. Some of them still are.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even get into my Netflix account. And then another credit card came in and somebody had bought, I don't know, some kind of other thing for industrial out of Michigan.
And then I got a call from QVC saying, hey, someone from Tennessee just bought this. Doesn't seem like it goes with your background.
Yeah.
We're like, no.
Yeah.
What? An ED product? No. Who do they think we are?
Yeah. Oh, I know. And it's been.
And just so you know, if you don't know what ED stands for, erectile.
Dis
Function. Okay, yes. Okay.
Erectile dysfunction.
Okay. Yes. If you want to do it again, but I'll each syllable, we'll do it faster. Okay.
Erection. Sorry, Jules.
You're okay.
Clean your mind.
Yeah, okay, right.
Erection.
There you go. That's it. So, yeah. And so we've had to put the humor back in our life because during that time, I think it was really the dark night of the soul.
It was the devil.
The devil.
Are many devils.
100%. And I would think, so then it went to your Facebook.
And which I don't have anymore.
No, we still can't get into your Facebook.
We can't get into our, decades. And we tried to call Facebook.
Yes, decades.
You can't call Facebook.
No.
Unless you want to place an ad.
And we have
you want
in
to
the
give
past,
them money.
And we couldn't get a hold of them. And it's just been, and I even sent up in the forum, like, hey, what do I do? And they said, you know, just put in like you forgot your password and reset your password with your email address. And I'm like, dudes, they came in and changed our email address.
Right.
So when you send it in,
yeah,
it goes to the old email.
Yeah. Somebody,
their email.
Somebody has all my 5,000 followers.
Yeah. And so if you've
I hope
been
you're
part
enjoying
of it
them.
And you've gotten something a little bit weird from Christy Marie, it's not her.
It's not. I mean, I'm certainly weird, but.
Yeah. And my feeling is that's why you keep getting all these ED ads.
Yeah.
Because someone somewhere has put that in. So.
So I have no longer a Facebook account.
No.
So that part's gone out of my life.
Yeah. And so it's been, and then one time, the next Monday, because it's kind of calmed down. I want to say we've changed all of our passwords,
yes,
people.
Yes.
We are.
And we've gotten new credit cards.
Yes. So at this moment, we feel like we're protected more.
Except there was one, you know, because so here we are, the decluttering girls, right?
Right.
We wrote the book on it. But yet there's still things that we find that people will go like, hey, this credit card no longer works for this thing. And we're like, oh, my God, you've been all these years,
you've been taking
$5 or
$6
out of our account. And we've been finding these things.
Yeah.
And one of them was, you know, hey, if you want to continue on with this, answer this question. You know how they have like, who was your favorite cousin or whatever?
Yeah.
And we had put down our question was, who is the dog of a lifetime?
Yes.
And it just made us cry because this is probably about 20 years ago.
Our security question was
the dog of a lifetime. And that would have been Charlie Ray.
Yeah.
And he was our dog of a lifetime.
Yeah.
He was
Now, thank you for sharing that because now I've got to reset all these security names.
Oh, no.
That's okay. It was only for one old thing.
Yes, exactly. Yes. But, and I did say it was Charlie Ray.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Jules.
No. Well, it's interesting because it did.
Well,
make
I'm
us
hearing Elliot bark in the background, and it made me think of that because, you know, he's been a couple of days, he's been sick.
Yeah.
Not eating, kind of throwing up. And, he, you know, usually he can rally around. He's a dog that has everything. He's allergic to everything.
Yes.
He's had many tests, and there literally is nothing he's not allergic to. And so he has to be on this hideous dog food that he can...
That the protein is so pulverized, his body doesn't recognize it as protein or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And he has that twice a day. And you're like, oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
And it just cannot be, you know. And he has a good spirit.
Yeah.
He has a good heart. His brain is a little immature.
Yeah.
He just goes into the red zone so fast.
Yeah.
So quickly. If he sees a squirrel, a rabbit.
Right.
A person, you know, he just goes there. But he's not the dog of a lifetime.
No. Well, because we had one.
Yeah.
And his
and if
name
you've
was
ever
Charlie
had
Ray.
A dog of a lifetime, you guys know exactly. What?
Now, Charlie Rose is not a perfect dog by any means.
But he was a dog of a lifetime.
A dog of a lifetime.
Yeah.
He was a border collie, but he could read into
and
your soul.
And he had
soul.
One white eye and one black eye.
Yep.
And he would read into your soul for sure.
And also, you could communicate with him.
Yes.
I mean, we played hide and seek.
Yes.
And I remember one time he went and got a stick, and I said, no, get a bigger one.
Right.
He dropped his stick, and he went and got a bigger stick.
He was an old soul.
I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah.
I'm like, I just said, go get a bigger stick. And
yeah.
he goes, okay, no problem.
And like,
all right, Julie, I'll go get a bigger stick.
Like when Dad would come home, he would go right up to the top of the steps, bring his ball. Dad would sit at the bottom of the steps, read the paper, and Charlie would drop the ball down.
And they would just play catch.
Catch.
Over and over and
over.
For
an hour until Dad read the paper.
Yeah. And they would never get tired.
No.
But we had two, a male and a female. The female one was not the dog of a lifetime.
No, she bit me right through my hand.
Yeah, I know. And she bit me too.
Yeah.
I had to go into a store to get like a napkin. I said, as the abused person usually does, yeah. I said, oh, I slammed my car door in my hand.
And it was
ignore the bite marks. But that's why I'm bleeding.
Because we didn't want them to, if they would have known, they would have put her down.
Or something, yeah. Something.
She was our secret. She was our little dog that, you know, you keep up in the attic or something, the secret dog.
But, you know, so.
But Charlie would also, like, as soon as you stopped the car and got out, he would take over the driver's seat.
Oh, yeah.
He just wanted to. And so people would just look at him, and he'd be this beautiful face.
Yeah.
And I saw people literally change their countenance.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they'd be walking by, and then they'd see Charlie. And, like, just smile.
Exactly.
That's the effect he had.
Exactly. Oh, I know. So that was our hacking experience. And one more thing that happened to us at that one, our email. So we know we got the Gmails coming to us
all
the time.
Right.
And then we got all these subscriptions to people's, you know, thank you for subscribing to our email list.
Yes.
Thank you for subscribing to our you know, our whatever, our newsletter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, didn't subscribe.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, who did this to us and why? Like,
what would be the point? Right.
What is the point of it?
It's the devil. It really is the enemy.
Yeah. But it was so disheartening that I almost felt like I'm becoming a Luddite.
Yeah, it does.
I'm going to go join the Amish group.
Spirit.
There's a close Mennonite group and I'm joining.
Yeah.
Because none of this
is fun for me. Well, Mennonites and Amish are different, by the way.
So I think I can hang more with the Mennonites.
Yeah.
Yes.
I might like the Amish. I would probably hang more with the Amish because Amish people have like two different personalities.
Oh.
They have the outside personality because you can get all dirty and just like walk barefoot and be dirty because they believe in that dirt. Like it's almost like a, like a herd immunity kind of thing.
Okay.
You go outside and you get all dirty.
Yeah.
And then when you come inside, you got to have clean feet.
Got it.
You got to have clean everything. Yeah. Got to take your pants off.
Yeah.
Put on clean pants.
I don't ever see you putting your feet in dirt. That must be your alter ego.
Yeah.
Like if you were going to create a superhero, you know, like on that show, Alter Ego.
Yeah.
And it's just, you're just seeing these avatars singing and dancing. Yeah. Your girl or guy would have dirty feet.
It would.
Yeah.
Because I don't. Because
you don't.
Right.
No.
Right. Right.
And I just don't feel that would be something that you would like get into.
Right. I think I'm more Amish than you.
That's fine. I'm okay for that.
Okay.
I really am. So, but do you feel recovered from the hacking experience?
You know what? That's a difficult question. Because this has been a time of dismantling.
Yeah.
We, in the process, many of you who have been following us know that in our family, we're trucking and we have quit trucking.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, just this week, we have sold our semi.
Yes.
And so we are fully dismantled.
Yes.
And so in the hacking part, that feels like a dismantling as well. But it was not a one that we fostered on our own.
Right.
And so I think many of our listeners knew that we'd bought a FedEx business before we took our hiatus.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're fully engaged in that now. And I think that we took the time to learn the business. And now Dad only has to go in like once a week or twice a week at the most. But we're preparing for what FedEx calls peak season.
Peak season.
Which is holiday season.
Yes.
Yay. Oh, yay. But can you tell the story of the second business that we just bought?
So because we feel
just because we didn't have enough to do.
Yeah, exactly. And it's interesting.
Again, I want to say this as how people are dismantling and then like, you know, it's kind of like the military. When you join in, they just totally deconstruct you.
Yes.
They take you fully apart, leave nothing left, you know, and then they rebuild you the way they want to rebuild you. Well, we're kind of in that process where we've been taken apart.
Yes.
And we're kind of rebuilding ourselves on this podcast on our on our business, which we'll be leading up to and telling you guys about in future weeks.
Yep. Well, it's interesting because we have placed seeds out there that weren't coming to fruition yet.
Right.
And I think we gave up on them. And then all of a sudden, like the FedEx came to be a reality. Like, whoa, that, and it happened pretty quickly.
It happened very quickly.
And the owner that we bought it from is such a great guy.
Yes.
And he's been so helpful. Kudos. And then,
kudos, Dan.
Yeah. And then we got.
About a year ago, maybe a little bit more.
Yes.
Before we even bought FedEx, we were looking at a
bread run, like a Bimbo Brownberry bread run.
Yes.
And we're like, oh, okay, this is kind of interesting because we need to transition out of trucking where we were gone 20 hours a day, all day long.
And not only that, but Norm's insurance was getting like, sir, you should think about retiring because your insurance is like more than your truck payments, your everything.
Or like our insurance agent who we've known for a long time, he's like
25
hey,
years,
Julie, 30. Wink, wink, you're working more than your father, right? Because if I put you down as like the primary driver, I'm like, then your insurance stays a little bit better. And I'm like, well, the truth is I am driving more than my father. So like, that's no problem.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. That's not true. We did. And so, but we don't have to do that anymore. None of that stuff is happening.
Well, we knew that things were coming to an end.
Yes.
Organically.
Organically.
Yes.
And
so like about over a year ago, we investigated this Brownberry bread run in Rockford.
Right.
At that time, the price was high.
High.
But Dad had gone and
trained for several days.
Trained just to see how he liked it.
Yeah.
See if it would be in something. And he loved it.
Yeah.
He thought it was fun and easy. And,
yeah.
And,
and him and I could split it. And
but it was just too much for us, really, in terms of, it didn't make sense financially.
No, it didn't.
Yeah.
It didn't.
And over the last year, we watched that price drop.
Yes, significantly.
And drop. And then one day, after we're fully ensconced in FedEx, it dropped to like
a price
that we went,
no.
Wait, what?
And like, yes.
And it was like,
and I had his number still on my phone. I said, just saw you drop the price. We're going to do it.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay.
Good.
And then I've had moments where I'm like, if you just would have had it priced right to begin with.
Why not you? Yes, yeah.
I might not have done FedEx. Even though I love my FedEx, but it's all encompassing.
Yes.
It's not all encompassing in time.
Not anymore. But,
not with like physically doing the job.
No.
But I'm always thinking about it. I'm always thinking about it.
But also you're a great manager of it. Mm. Yeah.
You know, and that's your biggest complaint about it is that Norm and I talk about it all the time. And you're like, I thought we'd have this result. I'm like, no, this is just, we're talking. We're having conversations.
Right.
Talk about our life.
As long as you leave me out of those conversations, I'm happy.
And then you say, well, I'm not a part of it. You know, I want to be more a part of it. No,
I don't want to be a part of that part of it.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. So we are doing,
adding to our repartee.
Yes. A brownberry bread.
Is that the right?
Sure.
Repartee? No, repertoire. Yeah.
Repertoire?
Yeah. Repartee is a little different.
Yeah, that's a little banter, right?
Yeah.
And so, if you've been following us, you're going to go, what? These girls are nuts. Yeah, we kind of are, but it's been exciting.
So we're starting in November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Now, see, the thing is, though, Jules, we have learned from, from the ground up FedEx. And we're going to be learning the bread thing from the ground up.
Yeah.
But the intention is to have employees.
To help out, yeah.
Right.
100%.
And then maybe the intention is to have full employees.
I agree with you.
Okay, good.
I'm totally, that's the vision I see.
Right.
But also, too, we have really been engaging. You've been channeling a lot, Padre Pio and the Communion of Saints.
Right.
And one of the things that you've been channeling, though,
actually writing it down. I mean, we've been channeling this for, even...
Over a year.
Yeah, but no, two years.
2 years. But for decades, you've been channeling.
Right. Yeah. We have tapes that we did 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And we found them when we were doing our basement.
Yes, decluttering.
But formally, we have over 2 years of channeling from Padre Pio and the Communion of Saints. And so we're thinking about utilizing some of that with we don't know yet how to do that, where we're going to do that.
No.
But that's something we're considering.
Yes. And we also are considering the idea that I've got three or four people already lined up for some really wonderful interviews again.
Yes.
And so it's going to be, we're going to have a fun time together. Yeah.
But where were we at with, how did you get from the Bread Run to Padre Pio? How did that, trying to figure out?
Because I wanted to say that where we're kind of at is really in this idea of being in complete flow with the universe.
Yes.
And aligning with synchronicities.
Right.
And if we can take advantage of them, just say yes.
Right.
Just say yes.
Yes.
Because sometimes
you don't know where it's going to lead.
Don't know how it's going to get done.
Right.
But just say yes. And it's funny because when we purchased the Brownberry route, I talked to the owner. I'm like, we're really not ready to take, yeah, you caught us at a time when it was like, you know. And he's like, oh, no problem. You know, we can push back the closing date or I can help you out. And then something must have happened in his life. He's like, no, I'm done with this by this date. I'm like, all right. We say yes. We say yes to this. I'll figure it out. We'll get it done.
Yeah.
And it's all going to be good.
Yeah.
And it is all going to be good.
Yeah.
Because it has no choice but to be good.
And we want to invite you along for the ride.
Yeah.
We are at our core, we're householders.
Yes.
But we're also householders that believe in infinite possibilities.
100%.
We believe in the universe and in God. We believe in seeds.
Yes.
And how to plant those seeds.
And I also
and how
believe
to bring them to
that
harvest.
Sometimes you get exactly what you want, but it doesn't come in the way you thought you're going to get it. But you got to get yourself out there more. You got to do more stuff to find out what's the thing that's ticking or, you know, sticks.
Right.
You know,
I agree with you.
You know, throw all the noodles against the wall. A few will stick.
Mm.
That's the ones you got to eat.
Sticky noodles.
Sticky noodles.
Yes.
Exactly.
Sticky noodle situation.
So now here we are. We're going to transition into a little Halloween talk. A little Halloween talk.
Okay.
Now, you have been, I'm not saying you're a complainer, but you're kind of a complainer.
Oh, okay.
In the sense of this. It has been too hot for you all summer long, mm-hmm. and you keep saying, when will fall hit? Fall's never coming. When will fall hit? Yeah. It's never coming. I'm never going to experience fall this
right,
year.
Right, right.
And so you've been a little bit on
the... Cranky?
Cranky, yeah. Because fall is your favorite season.
It's
like
my
many.
Favorite season.
Why is it your favorite season?
Because it gets cooler.
And
prettier.
Yes.
And that last fly that seems to just love me. Love me. Loves my nose. Loves my third eye. It finally dies.
He finally gets too cold.
Yes.
He's like, dang, even in this girl's house, it's too cold for me. And I'm living indoors.
Yeah.
I know. I don't understand why we have flies in our house. Not a lot.
I don't understand either.
We have three or four.
They're Midwest flies.
They are. Yeah. Well, what happens is we know that to have a good life... you should be outdoors for at least 2 hours a week. Mm.
2 hours a week?
Minimum.
I like to be out 2 hours a day.
You do. But prescription-wise, you should be out near a tree 2 hours a week, communing with a tree.
Right.
And I'm not joking.
I believe
here.
That. I do believe that. I've actually prescribed that to clients.
Yes. But what has happened in those areas where you've left the windows down in your car as you were commuting to a tree, the flies have taken home in the car.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh... dang, I'm now transporting these, you know, tree flies to my garage flies.
Well, you know, one of my favorite places is in Oregon, Illinois, and it's called Cedar Hill Cemetery.
Which is lovely because it's Halloween, and that has a very scary connotation, but it's anything but.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It's on a hill, and it's way out. Nobody knows about it.
One of those country... cemeteries.
Little tiny small cemetery on a hill. You can see once you're up there forever and ever.
Yes.
And it's my favorite place to commune with the saints, the trees.
Yep.
Everything.
Padre Pio. And the flies.
We end up bringing the cemetery flies home.
Yes.
To Dixon.
Yay. And they love us.
Yes.
And they love being in this room and they love hanging out. And sometimes I'll be upstairs sleeping and I'll just be like, the hell is that? Like, get away from me. They just loved, and there's not that many of them, but they just want to.
They like that 98.6, baby.
So as we transition into fall, and even though it's 80 degrees And the trees are not looking that colorful because we didn't have a cold snap. Mm-hmm. I'm still pulling out the last of my tomatoes, which were great this year. Yes.
Oh, they were so good.
Yep.
Our onions, though, a little spicy.
They're a little, they didn't get big enough. Oh. I must not have left them in the ground. Yeah, they are overly. Yeah.
I couldn't wait to get at them. But girl, they're strong. To have Tums.
Yeah, they're strong. They'll clean that sinus cavity out for sure. So.
Cavity. I like that word.
Cavity? Yeah. Cavity. Oh, sinus cavity. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just picking up on all of the Q's words here.
The Q words. Got it. I appreciate that. I appreciate that completely. And so, you know, here we are. You know, I like to say, put my seed out there that we have a lovely fall and a lovely fall colors as we transition to winter, which I'm like, ugh. The only thing is February last year was such a drag of a month. Mm-hmm. It was cold. The snow never melted. Remember?
Well, that's because you were in trucking, baby.
This
year, no.
No, we'll be delivering bread.
To Walmarts.
To Walmarts. I'll be delivering.
There's
I'll
only
be
six bread stores, group. Julie. Come on.
I know. I can't.
Actually, four.
It's a unicorn.
There's four stores.
I'm so happy. I can't believe
it. We have two unicorns.
I know. We have two unicorn businesses.
Yeah.
And I feel blessed.
Yes.
I've always wanted to be in a unicorn relationship. I now have two unicorn relationships. We have a unicorn semi that we sold. I mean, I literally should color my beautiful home a unicorn.
That's right.
Because my life is a unicorn and it's very, very successful. And I'm thriving. In it, so I can't. Here it is.
Continue with your following stories.
Well, I mean, I'm basically done with my following stories. Oh. But what I wanted to share, as we're kind of getting close to the end of our podcast, got about 10 minutes. So,
okay,
you know, we saw last night the Dave Chappelle special on Netflix.
Right, the new one.
Yes, the new one. Mm-hmm. And how would you rate it? First off, I think we're both Dave Chappelle fans.
Oh, I'm a huge Dave. I'm a huge Dave Chappelle fan.
Huge, I get.
Yeah, I'm sure he would throw me a bone. Maybe I don't know, but
what kind of, what does that mean?
I'm a huge Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
How would I rate it?
Yeah.
I'm not worthy.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah,
yeah. And I wrote.
No, I'm not worthy.
I thought it touched my heart in so many different ways.
Yeah.
He says this is the last special I'm going to be doing for a minute or two, which means I get you.
I thought he looked wonderful.
He looked wonderful. He looked happy.
Calm.
And it was.
He didn't have a cigarette in his hand.
Nope. Didn't have a cigarette in his hand. I was really impressed. Yeah. And I also felt like, oh, here's a guy who was reflecting on his year, the ups and downs.
Yeah.
And, you know, giving
more,
you the
more
one
like
two
a life,
punch.
Honey.
Yeah, reflecting on the life.
Yeah.
And giving you the 1-2 punch, you know, giving you something real, something sentimental, and then giving you a joke at the end.
Right.
You know, saying something that's so outrageous and silly that you know it's not the truth.
Right.
But it's funny and it makes sense. And you're like, oh, I get you. Yeah.
And he talked about a lot of things about being woke and canceled and all that stuff. And I love that idea that at the very end, he talked about punching down.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, and I remember thinking, hearing this year, like, oh, you can't say that because that's punching up.
Yeah. Punching down. Yeah, right.
But no, some people get canceled because they punched up.
Right. Oh, right.
And you're not allowed to do that.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Not really.
Well, if you make some kind of a joke out of something that the people maybe you did punch down.
Punch down, right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. And you punched down.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not allowed to do that, but you can punch up.
Right. You can punch up.
Right. And, in a joke.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I guess I enjoy punching because I consider myself pretty far down.
Yeah.
Down. So
anybody's game, fair game.
Anybody can be fair game.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, we're all in this together.
Right. Exactly. Know? Well, and.
But he talked about that.
Yeah.
And what that represents and how he knows people that got canceled and that's, and how ridiculous.
How their livelihood got canceled.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can't take a man's livelihood away from him. You know, it's just not, it's not appropriate. It's not right, you know, in some areas. And what you realize.
Well, and you'd have to hear it because we're not giving it full.
No,
full
we're not.
Duty.
And I don't want to because I don't want to take away from its impact.
Right.
If somebody saw it.
Right.
Because if you came to it with not liking Dave Chappelle because Like, okay, here's an
example. If you have a bias.
I am a Jordan Peterson fan.
Right. So am I.
Now, I remember telling somebody who I really love Jordan Peterson. Yeah. And they're like, oh, and they went and Googled him and then came back to me the next day saying, do you know that he hates women and that he is a right wing this and this? I go, no, I have literally given this guy hours of my focus
and hundreds of
none
hours.
None of that stuff is true. No. None of it's true.
No.
None of it's true.
None of it's true.
So I don't know what you've read in 5 minutes.
Right. To tell whatever me what you've you think Googled he is, that's 40 years old.
It's just not true.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. So I want you to experience Dave Chappelle, this one, from a clean slate.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you right now, it's worth the hour and 15 minutes that it requires from you.
Yes.
Have a glass of wine. I maybe laughed 10 or 15 times, but I was affected the whole time.
I laughed too, but there was one time I laughed and I almost peed my pants.
No, that's not true at all.
I didn't have any pants on.
No, and you didn't almost do anything. You definitely peed.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
You definitely tinkled.
Stop it, Jules.
I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
That's what happened. And that's the sign of a good comedy series.
That's right.
I'm sorry. That's the criteria. Did I tinkle? Like, yeah, then it was funny.
It was just tears of joy running down my legs.
Exactly. Exactly. The other thing that we saw recently on Netflix.
Yeah.
Is called Midnight Mass.
Oh, God.
Now, here's the thing.
Oh, God.
I come home one day after hanging out with Doug, and you guys are in bed watching this show, and you're like, oh, Julie, you got to see this show. And half the time you're sleeping, and it's this thing called Midnight Mass.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's it about? And you're like, it's just a slice of life series on Netflix about this preacher living in a small town on an island. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. And then, like, I'm not going to tell you because it takes a hard turn to the left.
Right.
And it's very, it had a ton of soliloquies.
Yeah.
A ton of narration.
Which in screenwriting is kind of a no-no.
Yeah.
But they said that guy takes a lot of license.
But this is all, words.
Yeah.
You know?
And you have to be prepared to be hypnotized, entranced by the words.
And I'll tell you what I mean by this as well. I'll tell you one scene. They're in a small little country church in an island in some, I think it's New England town. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. And they are, we see the preacher getting on his robes, getting everybody ready for the mass. And what's playing in the background is Neil Diamond's song,
Holly Holy.
Holly Holy. And they play the whole dang song.
They play a baby.
They let the whole thing play out.
And they have a crescendo of it.
And you're like, they're letting this whole song play out.
Yeah.
And it worked.
It worked.
But so this is how this, so now I say this to let everybody know this movie, this series is worth seeing.
And I'm going to say this. I have emailed the writer of this movie, and I have asked to interview him. Now, I haven't got an answer yet, and you may be thinking she didn't have a chance in hell, but you never know.
Our seeds come to plant.
Now that I'm a writer, I've taken a writing class, and this Midnight Mass was very personal and very religious in a sense.
Yes.
At the very most religious, but highly spiritual.
And
highly spiritual.
It takes a very weird turn to the left. And then I said, did you know it was this kind of movie? TV series? You're like, no, I didn't know that.
Is it a TV series?
It's a series.
I couldn't believe this would be on TV.
No. I'm not saying it's on TV.
Yeah.
It's a series. It's on Netflix.
Yes. But so you just said TV series.
I call it TV now.
Okay.
That's my streaming.
It. Okay.
A streaming limited series.
Sorry.
Now, I do have to say this. It has a good ending. I mean, it has a complete ending.
Yeah, which is amazing to have a complete ending nowadays. Invest 15, 20, 30 hours of your time for a piece of crap ending. Sorry.
Makes you want to
shut eye.
Makes you want to learn how to
sorry,
fly.
Sorry, shut eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mom's saying this TV series Shut Eye, which is a Hulu recommendation.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to interview you, Shut Eye writer.
Yeah.
Find out what happened after I invested 15 hours of my life.
Which was a good series.
I loved it.
The series was great.
Great acting, great writing.
Yes.
I applauded it, and I applauded it until the last 10 minutes. I went, what happened to you people?
Yeah, well, you couldn't give me
what happened?
Why can't you give me a fulfilling ending? All I want is a fulfilling ending.
What the hell happened?
So I want to tell you this, guys. I hope to gosh right now, I want to give you a fulfilling, happy ending.
Cock.
Tail.
Cock.
Tail.
Wing.
Knee.
Wing.
Knee.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead, girl.
I don't know. So anyway, everyone, have a wonderful week. May all your infinite possibilities come true if you want them to. And we will see you next week. And girl, was the show great?
Julie, it was great.
It was great.